primarily work out of the Durand office here. I just wanted to take a short amount of your time to tell you a little bit about the ADRC and the services that we offer. So each county in Wisconsin has an ADRC, and along with that, each of the ADRCs has their own mission statement. The mission statement is used to define the values of an organization, and this is our mission statement. Buffalo and Pepin County's Aging and Disability Resource Center is dedicated to empowering individuals aged 60 and older and adults with disabilities, along with their families and caregivers, to live independently and with dignity by providing them with unbiased information, programs, and services. So if we break that down just a bit, we can see what that tells us. So the ADRC here, we serve those who are 60 and older, individuals aged 18 and over with disabilities, and the families and caregivers of those individuals. Our goal is to help those that we serve maintain their independence and support their goals, whatever those might be. We do this in many different ways. This can include providing assistance with applying for benefits, presenting information on an array of topics, and offering some services through our own county programs. So as I mentioned, our ADRC is made up of both Buffalo and Pepin counties. We have office locations in each of the counties, with Pepin County's office being located in the Pepin County Government Center here in Durand, and Buffalo County's office being located in the Buffalo County Courthouse in Alma. Our offices are open Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and we do have appointments available after hours or on the weekends upon request. The ADRC is typically the first place that you would go for all of your aging and disability questions. ADRCs are welcoming and unbiased, making them a place where you can feel comfortable reaching out to obtain information related to the questions that you may have. The information and assistance provided is always free of cost, but do be aware that the transportation and nutrition programs do incur a cost for their services. So, let's say you were interested in enrolling in a long-term care program, such as Family Care or IRIS. It would not cost you anything to meet with myself and discuss the programs, assist you with applying for Medicaid insurance if necessary, or to complete any necessary assessments or paperwork to enroll in the programs. And lastly, the ADRC does not discriminate and will work with all adults regardless of their socioeconomic status. The ADRC of Buffalo and Pepin counties is made up of several positions, and we all work together to help meet the needs of those that we work with. In your folders, you will find a handout that's titled Meet the Staff. And here you will find a listing of the different positions within the ADRC, along with the description of the services provided through each position. And you'll also see the names and pictures of the staff members who currently fill those positions with their contact information. So there are two information and assistance specialists, one which works out of the Alma office and the other who works out of the Durand office. An information and assistance specialist can provide you with information on a broad range of services, programs, and resources. They can also help you understand and weigh your long-term care options and are the access point for enrolling in long-term care programming, which includes the IRIS and Family Care programs. There is also a dementia care specialist who serves Buffalo, Pepin, and Trumbull counties. The dementia care specialist works with individuals with the dementia diagnosis and their caregivers, and they advocate on their behalf. They also offer dementia-related resources, information, and training to caregivers and the community. The disability benefits specialist assists adults with disabilities under the age of 60. She provides information about public and private benefits and assist people to apply for and or appeal the denial of benefits. Social Security disability, Medicaid, and food share are just a few examples of the types of benefits that disability benefits specialists can assist with. She has office hours in Alma 3 days a week and in Duran 2 days a week. There are also two elder benefits specialist positions, one who works out of the Alma office and the other who works out of the Duran office. The elder benefits specialist assists anyone who is over the age of 60. She provides accurate and current information related to your benefits. She also can act as an advocate on your behalf and assist you in applying for and/or appealing the denial of benefits. Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security would be some examples of the benefits that the elder benefits specialist could help you with. The ADRC also offers its own programs to those who qualify. There is a transportation program, which can provide rides for medical appointments, to run errands, and other transportation-related needs. There are wheelchair-accessible vans available for those who may need one. And the ADRC has a transportation program coordinator and an aging program assistant who are responsible for managing that transportation program. The ADRC also has a senior nutrition program, and that offers well-balanced nutritional meals. Senior dining is available to all seniors over the age of 60, and there are dining sites located throughout Pepin and Buffalo counties. And at the sites, you can enjoy a relaxed environment while visiting with peers, partaking in scheduled activities, and listening to guest speakers on occasion. Home-delivered meals are also available to those who are unable to travel to one of the dining centers and would be considered homebound. We have a nutrition program coordinator, and she is responsible for managing the program, and she supervises the meal site staff and volunteers. The ADRC also has caregiver support programs, which provides information and funding assistance to caregivers of adults 60 years and older, and persons with a dementia-related diagnosis, regardless of their age. Assistance is also available to grandparents and relative caregivers 55 years of age and older who care for children under the age of 19 or care for a relative with a disability who is 19 to 59 years of age. The funding assistance is available to help with services such as temporary respite or supplemental services like adaptive aids, transportation, and much more. Evidence-based workshops are also offered through the ADRC. The Stepping on Fall Prevention class would be an example of a workshop that has been offered over the past several years. It is a 7-week class which teaches you lots of useful tools that can help you avoid dangerous and costly falls so that you can continue to do the things that you love to do. And as I mentioned before, the ADRC is a place where you can feel comfortable reaching out to obtain information related to the aging and disability questions that you may have. And here are just some examples of the range of topics that we can help provide you additional information and resources about. Most of the calls that I receive are looking for information regarding where to obtain adaptive equipment, such as walkers, grab bars, lift chairs, et cetera, funding for out-of-home placements like assisted living or nursing home, how to obtain a medical alert system, and in-home help for things like chores or help with bathing. In your bag, you will also find an ADRC resource guide that has a wealth of information in it. If you know anyone who would like one, these guides are available and free upon request by contacting our agency. So if you can find us by visiting our website at www.adrc-bcp.com, or you can like our Facebook page by searching ADRC of Buffalo and Pepin Counties on Facebook. We do share a lot of great information daily on our Facebook page, including weekly menus for the senior nutrition program, transportation related information, interesting and fun articles, other available programs and resources, and much, much more. So if you are interested in learning more about any of the information that I have shared with you today, please contact the ADRC by calling our toll-free number, which is listed here, or sending us an email. Thank you guys so much for your time, and I look forward to speaking with you soon.